And now it's time for our weekly pledge stewardship drive update. So far, we've had 121 pledges for a total of $267,480. That means we're nearly 75% of the way toward our goal, which is not quite great because today is supposed to be the last day of our pledge drive. Each week, we get a little closer despite the uncertainty of our economic times. Thanks to all who have made a pledge. For those who haven't, I invite you to think about pledging today, even a much smaller commitment than you've made in years past. If the economy and your personal financial situation improves in the year ahead, you can always increase your pledge. And if things turn out worse than you expect, you can always let us know that too. Your pledge today, in whatever amount you think you can afford, is a sign of your commitment and faith in this spiritual community. Remember that you can pledge on the congregation's webpage. Just scroll down until you find a big blue button on the left-hand side that says Make a Pledge. If you have questions before pledging, let us know and we'll get a steward to contact you. So today, Darla Bray was going to share a beautiful video of her talking about one of the reasons why she supports UUC. Sadly, we discovered where nature and technology run into each other because over her voice was a beautiful chirping bird that sounded like a siren by the end of the video. So instead of showing the video of Darla, we'll have to listen to me read it instead. But I do want to show you a picture of Darla. She was sitting outside, and it was a beautiful spring day yesterday, and the birds were a-chirping. So here's Darla and her words. She writes, "In 2004, I connected deeply with UU Women's Spirit at the Mountain, which had been co-founded by women here in this community. I had felt that the divine feminine was missing from the church of my childhood and found this concept to be accepted and welcomed here at UUC. With the woods as our cathedral, I joined with other women on a similar spiritual path, and Women's Spirit at UUCNRV and eventually Earth Spirit Sisters emerged. With permission from the board and help from our partners and friends, we cleared a beautiful and wild spot on the UUC land. Stones were collected from mountainsides, creeks, and farmland, and from them we created the labyrinth. I feel deeply connected to the seventh principle and believe that through sacred ritual and deep love, we have helped to heal this land that was the site of great tragedy and pain in the past. Walking the labyrinth is a meditation that brings me back to myself. The UUC's adherence to the third and fourth principles supports giving Earth Spirit Sisters a place to gather. Consequently, many women who find their way to UUC also have found a welcoming sisterhood who honor the earth and all her creation. Groups like the Earth Spirit Sisters and opportunities like Walking the Labyrinth, these are just some of the programs our stewardship drive supports.